WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Marco Rubio insisting that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was not shut out of talks about ending the war in his country.
No one is being sidelined here, but President Trump is in a position that he campaigned on to initiate a process that could bring about an end to this conflict.
Rubio making the comments after talks between U.S. officials and their Russian counterparts. European nations and officials from Kyiv not included in the opening negotiations of those peace talks. Hamas says it will release 6 living Israeli hostages this weekend and turn over the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages who have died as a part of the next step in Gaza ceasefire negotiations. A Delta jet flipping onto its roof while landing in Toronto on Monday. John Nelson was one of the 80 people on board.
Everybody was quiet for like a moment or two, and then everybody was trying to like scramble to make a sense of what just had happened. And so we released the seatbelts that kind of fell to the floor, which is now the ceiling.
This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's primary election day. Polls are open and will stay open until 8 o'clock. Today, there's one statewide race for superintendent of public instruction. Jill Underley is facing 2 challengers, Sauk Perry Superintendent Jeff Wright and Milwaukee Charter School advocate Brittany Kinzer. On the ballot here in Madison is the primary for 3 common council districts. That's 9, 10, and 12. Now, these primaries today will determine who's on the ballot for the spring election April 1st. That will include the race for superintendent and for state Supreme Court. The court contest may already be poised to be the most expensive of its kind. And now we'll have a debate. Lisa Hale reports.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate next month. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley.
And tonight, Governor Tony Evers will give his budget address to the legislature. This is where he'll reveal his whole proposal, kicking off the negotiation process between him and Republicans. You can expect his priorities to align with what he talked about in his State of the State address. He's revealed some parts of the budget already, including increasing funding for schools, reforms to Wisconsin's correctional system, and funding the new Office of Violence Prevention. His budget proposal also includes measures to cut the cost of childcare and prescription medications. After the State of the State, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called Evers' priorities, quote, a whole lot of things that are not going to happen in Wisconsin, end quote. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You can catch special coverage of the governor's address tonight here on 92.7 WMDX Radio.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl's Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans, keeping it bitterly cold again today with sunny skies, a high near 6 above, wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of negative 7. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Currently, it's 3 below.
The John and Gordy Show.
Go back to an earlier era before the right dominated the national storytelling. You go back to somebody like Frank Capra. He was masterful at telling that story about the little guy. That heroic figure who had nothing but worked hard, looked out for other people, cared about family, and made a better life. And that kind of storytelling has vanished.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers will be here for a little Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll preview Governor Evers' budget address. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What's most dangerous about this is what one Republican advisor told me after the speech, was that, you know, a lot of us were talking about how it was embarrassing, how it was out of touch, how it was selling out the Ukrainians. But he said to me, Seth, if you listen carefully, it's actually much deeper and darker. He was talking about the enemy within. This is some of the same language that Hitler used to justify the Holocaust.
Thank you, Seth Moulton. Once again, the answer is Hitler to every question.
It's Hitler!
I know. We already said. You know what we need? We need an alpha liberal. That's what we need.
Give me a guest who would throw fame. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brought us Cliff Schecter.
Oh my God. Who has just been blowing up lately? I mean, YouTube, stage screen. Hello, good morning, Cliff Schecter.
Well, hello there, Stephanie.
Oh, hi.
You know, I get a day here and there to feel like what you are your entire life. So I try.
Aww. It's like you were made in the laboratory for exactly this moment in our history when we need liberals to speak loudly, unapologetically. I mean, Jody was saying it disheartened you to see all these people in the streets yesterday, mm-hmm. that, you know, we are not the ones taking crazy pills. This is complete insanity and chaos for the less. Is it 3 weeks, 4 weeks? What is it?
Too long.
Yes. I said that the other day, that's funny, one of my live streams. I was just like, is it 3 weeks, 4 weeks? I mean, Trump time is, you know, is relative. It's like, you know, it doesn't work like normal time. It's like they're in Time Machine or, damn it, I can't think of the name of the movie. Come on, the one where Matthew McConaughey goes up to space. Interstellar.
That's Interstellar. There you go.
It's like in Trump time, it just loops around and takes forever. Yeah, I mean, you know, that speech, the thing you're talking about earlier, I think you were talking about what J.D. Vance had to say, mm-hmm. if I'm correct, mm-hmm. in Europe.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I can't believe I used to run into that little bearded gnome here in you know, in like food places or whatever, because he lives, you know, half a neighborhood away from me. And he just, there's no part of himself he won't trade. He's actively going out there and attacking people and saying it's okay to attack Indians. Here's what I loathe about him more than anything. It's okay to attack darker people, Indians, this, that. It's bad enough his wife at least is an adult. Right. She chose to marry that. And she has the choice to leave that if she wants. She clearly likes the power. But his children. Like, if you read the statistics, children are being bullied more in school about these things. For being Indian. They're being insulted more. They're being... And so he literally is pushing his children to have a worse life. This selfish pig of a man is pushing for people to be more vicious to his kids, to make their lives harder, to insult them more, to mock them more, and hanging out with a very like white supremacists in Europe who would not accept his kid in one of their meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there he is bullying Europe. I mean, I think they're at a MAGA rally everywhere, right? And, you know, do not sense the world's, like, revulsion. It is amazing how what has happened to us internationally in the space of 3 weeks, Cliff. I mean, we are just internationally reviled is the word, right?
Yeah, and we should be. And we knew we would be. And what gets me so angry again, look, there are the losers dancing around in like golden Trump diapers and upside down flags, like they're living their best life as you know, playing songs like Rage Against the Machine, which not realizing they're the machine.
Right.
And all that, you know, I mean, those people are unreachable because they're idiots. It's
that
the
was
business
the perfect,
class Republican.
That was the Sorry, perfect exchange with the who's Homeland Security Barbie? Kristi Noem.
Oh,
she's
yes.
like, people can't trust the government. And I think someone on CNN's like, you're the government.
Right.
I think it was Dana Bash, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dogs certainly can't trust the Homeland Security Department now. I mean, if ever you get an idea, Kristi wants to take you to the gravel pit, if you're a puppy, run, is what I would say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in all seriousness, why would any of these countries, I mean, we're showing up, we're bullying them. This is their backyard. This is Europe. This is Ukraine. This is democracy, you know, and we've got these people in charge that they have no respect for. And why would they?
Yeah.
Right. These are all people that are people that have been convicted of crimes or allegedly committed crimes or know nothing about foreign policy.
Yeah.
You know, and so they show up there and we think we're going to, I mean, man, they're for, again, the United Kingdom, France, I hate to tell them, but they got nukes too.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not going to let us just attack Greenland or what. So, you know, my worry is in the end is that, you know, they're just going to, Russia's going to be like, we're holding on to this piece, the part we're in of Ukraine, we're just not leaving.
Yeah. And we just,
and I don't know
we just
what
fired our nuke experts because didn't know that's what they did, and now we can't find them. Everything's fine.
Right.
Planes falling out of the sky. I mean, it's and you measles outbreaks. Obviously, you write. You finish your piece this week by saying, "When the next pandemic or terror attack hits, they'll be the first witless wonders whining about it right before they blame it on immigrants, Democrats, the deep state, or those who look like J.D. Vance's kids." Just before Vance defends them for their racist attacks on his kids. I mean, that's who this party has become, and they've just given up their, you know, authority, their power of the purse to an unelected billionaire that's doing God knows what. I mean, what we do know is terrifying. Imagine what we don't know that Elon Musk is doing.
Right. I mean, with all the information he has. I mean, what if Social Security checks just sort of stop arriving? They stop being sent? Because he could probably do that. We know he has a lot more information from busting into the Treasury than we thought. You know, and what you're saying about all the rest of this, like I'm sitting there, you know, I had to go see my mom down in Sarasota for 2 days. I go down there. We're sitting in the airport reading about how they were laying off more FAA workers. It's like, I want to curse so badly, but I'm not going to because
it's
your
like,
show.
It's
are
like,
you insane?
It's like the people in the movie Airplane watching Airport on the plane. It's like, don't play that movie.
That's what it is. From now on, like, they're going to put us on these planes. They'll be like, okay, the new rule from the FAA, not only have we fired all FAA workers, but you have to watch one of these movies, Alive, or you have to watch Air Force One, or you have to, I mean, they're going to give us
look around, figure out which of your passengers you're going to eat in the Andes, should this flight go down.
Exactly. I mean, like, you know, and I'm not scared of flying at all. But yesterday, I think it was the first time I got in a flight, and I don't know how many years since I was a kid, where it's like, I don't know that I feel completely safe doing this.
I know. No,
and, like,
I'm going to see my
done to all our lives.
I'm going to see my big sister in Virginia next month. And I know you're like, this is what now, Cliff? Six? This is not normal. Yeah. None of this is normal, right?
No. And your measles outbreak. I mean, we're going to see a variety. I mean, they've of course shut down the website and everything else. We don't even know how bad the avian flu is, and I promise you, it's worse than they're saying.
Yeah.
Because they always lie about everything. I mean, you know, my God, we used to be a horrible thing to admit that Al-Qaeda on like on a budget of just, you know, getting box cutters, was able to pull off what they were able to pull off.
Yeah.
I wonder how little Vladimir Putin spent to destroy this country.
Yeah, from within. Honestly, like Khrushchev said, right, without firing a shot. Mm-hmm. Here's Representative Garcia real quick on Moscow.
I think most of this House majority is in bed with the billionaire class in this country. Right now at this moment, we have to understand that it's the American people versus the billionaires. And the very, very rich in this country are trying everything they can to take more wealth from working people, from middle-class families, so they can continue to enrich themselves. And as they get richer, as Elon Musk has gotten only dramatically richer since Donald Trump became the president, what are they doing? They're buying more social media companies.
Yeah.
They want to buy more television stations. They want to buy more radio channels across the country. So they want to consolidate more and more power and more mass media, and then remake them in their image. And we're at a very, I think, dangerous place.
This is why what you do, Cliff, hopefully what all of us are trying to do in our, you know, corner of this little corner of the universe are trying to do, is this we lost this election on disinformation, period. There's a lot of other factors, but mostly lies, mostly disinformation, which is continuing. Cliff, I mean, that's why it's so important, is it didn't go away when they won the election. Now they're just lying about, you know, all the this waste they're finding, all the great accomplishments dear leaders having, which are just lies.
Again, like, please, you know, liberal billionaires, multimillionaires out there, others with innovative ideas. I mean, I drive to the office this morning, and thankfully I normally listen to either a funny show or I put on some hard rock or something to get me up in the morning. Somehow accidentally, and this is true story, hit 5:50 a.m. here or whatever, which is one of these right-wing talk or idiot shows. And he's just sitting there, he's thinking, the Doge effort doing really well. He's like, think about all these other presidents talked about getting rid of inefficiency and whatever, but they're doing it. I mean, $10 million, what did he say? Was it for condoms to Guatemala? Was it condoms? Oh, no, for circumcisions in Guatemala. I'm pretty sure I'm going to look that up, and that's going to be just like condoms to Gaza. 100% made up.
Right.
And again, this guy is on a radio in a medium-sized market in the Midwest in what used to be a swing state, and he's allowed to just say stuff like that without being challenged.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that is horrible for democracy, because people hear that over and over. It gets reinforced on Sinclair's stations, on Fox, online. Yes, there are other factors that cause us to lose,
like you always talk about, Cliff, the mainstream media. Don't let Elon Musk and his little nose-picky son sit there and say, this is what we found. Prove it. Where's the evidence? So then they just, all the SEALs just parrot, like, oh, yeah, they're finding all this waste and fraud. And it's like, no, they're not. They're just saying stuff that they're not backing up, right? Uh-oh. Oh, Cliff is frozen. Oh, no, he's back.
He's having a problem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
He's looking down. Something ominous is going on. Okay.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Volume. Let's do that.
There you go.
Can I hear you now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
All right. I can. I'm sorry. My earbuds died. Summary in 2 seconds, or I guess if we have to go, I apologize for that.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, Cliff, I guess I asked the question before. Like, even with all this disinformation, how many planes does it take? How many jobless? How many jobs lost? How many more dollars per egg is it going to have to be before anybody that voted for him wakes up and goes, oh, maybe things aren't going great?
Well, some of them are, right? I mean, there's all these FAFO stories everywhere. People are waking up. But again, the fact that they were asleep for so long is what's so painful about this. Because again, there's a number of things we can do. Yeah, we're protesting. That's fantastic. Robert Garcia, by the way, is terrific.
Yes, yeah.
Showed before. They asked him, do you think it's helpful, Brianna Keller, like, to call Elon Musk a, I'll say
D.
D word.
Yeah.
No, I can't say
and
that
he said, well, he is a D.
Just looked at her and he said, he is a D word.
I mean, he and AOC and Pete Buttigieg and Chris Murphy are given master classes. They must have went to the Cliff Schechter Academy of Alpha Liberalism.
Well, also, thank you. I'm starting that academy actually with part of the Substack and whatever. I'm going to have a messaging section, but I'll give credit to a friend of mine, a former Republican, Sherry Jacobus, who came up with something. And she said, Democrats should hire a full press staff and have Pete Buttigieg leave these press conferences and give a response every single day on Capitol Hill. Why aren't we doing that? I mean, it's a brilliant idea by Sherry, but why did it take Sherry to think that up?
Chris, do we have Michael Steele from yesterday? Speaking of former Republicans, Cliff, I mean, this is the thing, like, you always have fought like a Republican. And I mean that as a compliment, but you do it with facts and truth, not with lies. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just thought, like, again, talking about urgency, this was Michael Steele this weekend.
I just like to see somebody wake the hell up and get excited about the fact that your country is under assault. They're not at the gate anymore. They're in your bedrooms. They're in your living rooms. They're in your businesses. They got your data, dumbass. They got all your stuff. Elon Musk has his tentacles in everything you're doing, not just off of X. But now he's in the Treasury Department. He's in the Labor Department. He's in the Department of Homeland Security. And nobody seems to give a damn.
I mean, I was saying, this is directly out of like a Superman movie about Lex Luthor. Elon Musk finds a Doge's next target, gold reserves at Fort Knox. I'm like, is that a storyline from... what?
I think it is. Is that right? Like,
well, it's also from... So we're going to let him in.
He's Goldfinger.
Yes. So we're going to let him in Fort Knox. He signals his intent to go into Fort Knox, to the gold reserve, after he was egged on by Republican Senators Rand Paul and Mike Lee. Musk appeared to arrive at the idea over the weekend when some random ex-user said he should make sure the gold...
47 or something?
Yeah, he should make sure the gold was still at Fort Knox. I sure hope it's still there, Musk wrote, after using a popular meme from South Park to imply the gold was gone. Alex Jones jumped in, reporting on his website that Doge goons would probe the depository's missing gold. This is how stupid our timeline is.
And again, I don't understand it. He is a private citizen. Mm-hmm. Why has he not been arrested?
Thank you.
I get it that Trump will not have the DOJ, who's been politicized under him. But again... You know, when it comes to fighting back, there have been a lot of Democrats. I've been featuring Jasmine Crockett, and of course, has been fantastic, and Swalwell always, and others. But the Capitol Police there, they had a right to oversight the Treasury Department. He was a private citizen who broke in. It's breaking and entering. Mm-hmm. He had no right to go in there. Doge is not a real committee. As I've said to people, hi, I'm the committee of the pen, right? Now, that committee has as much power in American society as Doge does, because no Senate...
Thank you. Not a thing.
The Senate has not approved it. So he's a private citizen. He broke in. If I broke in, I would be arrested.
Yep.
The Capitol guards there who work with the oversight, you know, the oversight committee who said they won't let us in, should have arrested it. This is what... I mean, there are people fighting back. We're seeing people in the streets. It's getting better. But what Michael Steele said is true.
Yep. All right. We got a break. He's on a roll. You don't pull Chris Schechter's string unless you want him to go.
That's right.
22 minutes after the hour. More Cliff on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Still putting off that deep clean? Let HS Pristine Clean take it off your to-do list. With over 20 years of meticulous cleaning experience, they make your home sparkle without the hassle. Call 920-932-0000 today. Why wait?
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Yeah! Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter's theme song. Mother is. Tell us what exciting thing you're doing. You're everywhere. You are author of Cliff's Edge at Substack, founder of Blue Amp Strategies. Tell us about YouTube.
Well, YouTube, I do live streams there every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for 2 hours. We get some awesome guests, kind of like you guys do. Some of them will sound familiar, like Fugelsangs and Sparkses and Seskins and people.
Yes.
Harem.
It's Seskian and Fugelsangian. Uh-huh.
If you will. Yes, it is. Yes. We bring that attitude that you enjoy of mine and bring up a lot and humor and, beat up on show all the ridiculousness of Republicans. So we've been doing that and really growing. The YouTube's at about 104,000 now, which I'm excited about. And we've been getting 20,000 people in the live stream room. So
that's great.
Which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Some days, not every day, but like, so we've got one today, 2 p.m. Eastern to 4 p.m. Eastern. Be there. And the Substack thing, I'm going to be talking more about live with you guys, but I'm already there. But I've built up over the years a really big email list to try to inform people, let folks know what's going on online. And I'm going to be moving it over to Substack. And it's going to be, I won't say the numbers yet, but let's say it's going to be very, very large.
Numbers no one's ever seen before. So big. It's going to happen very quickly. Numbers no one's ever seen.
Huge.
Okay.
Huge.
Carrie in Chicago, you're on with Cliff and Jody. Hello. Hi, Carrie.
Carrie's not there, man.
Carrie, where'd you go, man? Okay.
Take care.
Let's try Jill in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jill. You're on with Cliff. Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm very popular.
Oh.
They're wait, Cliff's there?
They're intimidating.
Cliff's there, run!
All women are intimidated by you. And you have piercing blue eyes.
My deep voice and my sexy demeanor.
Yes, that's right. All right. All right, we have much more to get to. Cliff Schechter, Alpha Liberal, is with us for the hour.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's another deeply cold day. We've got school cancellations and delays throughout southwestern Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has what you need to know to keep yourself safe.
Dangerous wind chills will continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What's happening is your skin cells are literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite can lead to permanent, irreversible damage. So limit your time outdoors, wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. And if you believe that you do have frostbite, get inside quickly, warm up slowly, and never rub the area as that can damage the tissue even further.
And you may see planes overhead this week and next from the Department of Defense. Many Madisonians are familiar with the F-35 jets. That's not what we're talking about here. The National Guard will be conducting test flights at about 7 o'clock each evening, but some of their exercises could last until 2 a.m. They have designated flight paths, and the National Guard says that should cut down on some noise for residents. These flights will run through next Friday, the 28th. And huge news for Dane County snowmobile enthusiasts. Some of our trails are open. The county's Northwest and North Central trails opened yesterday, and Southwestern Region trails just opened this morning. Snowmobilers are rejoicing. Last year, they only had about 1 week in January to enjoy the trails. They're hoping for longer this time around, even with a late start. And great news for Wisconsin veterans. The Valentines for Veterans program got more than 28,000 cards and letters this year. They came from all over the country and were distributed at veterans' homes and program centers. Many of them had Valentine's Day parties to celebrate the holiday. This is the third year of the program. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures only climbing to the single digits. And with breezy winds, it'll keep us feeling well sub-zero. And tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect, where we'll be dipping to feeling like 25 below. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 1 below 0.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The John and Gordy Show.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Dick is right on the line. You can call us too, 608-879-TALK. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, to the Gaza thing, I mean, his philosophy is this. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as simple as that.
That's right.
There's no sovereign nation left in this planet.
That's right.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll explain why we're all in on Trump's birthday becoming a holiday.
That's right, June 14th. What a day that'll be.
Jump on board.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 till 8.
.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
President Trump has directed Elon Musk and the Doge team to identify fraud at the Social Security Administration. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. If you paid into the system, honestly, you will continue to receive your Social Security checks.
Did they, Fembot? That was Caroline Leavitt. Again, my point goes back to journalism, Cliff. You can't just, they just say stuff without evidence, right? There, we found this massive fraud and, you know, blah, 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 right? And, it, you know, and obviously there's some reporting that they don't understand the computer system. Is it, what is it, COBOL, that they're looking at? So they just say it, and then all the right-wing ecosphere, repeats it, right?
Like, I want everybody who's watching, listening, whatever, to understand exactly how stupid these people are. Okay? You don't need to know COBOL, as I do not.
Yeah.
You don't need to know to be experts in that. But if you're going to break into a system and you're going to make determinations on whether fraud is going on or not, you probably should have some familiarity with the actuarial charts so that you don't sit there and say, we don't understand the language, but it's deferring back to 1875 and telling us that there are a number of people who are 150 years old and are getting checks out. Yes, they're all with the weather balloon in New Mexico, hiding with the aliens, you know, the guys from Independence Day and the whatever. There aren't 150-year-old people alive, you schmucks. I don't like to say that. I mean,
that's fine.
What is wrong with you idiots? I mean, this guy, Elon Musk, honestly, I've told this guy was smart my whole life. He must be the stupidest dummy alive. So they're going to. So the fraud they found is that among us, apparently, it's like what was the movie about the immortals fighting each other? Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery.
Yep.
Greetings, Highlander. Apparently, there's Highlander. There's people among us who live to 150 and just keep collecting Social Security.
Yeah.
Either that's one option, or the other option is Elon Musk is a complete freaking moron.
Yeah.
I think
they
try this all the time.
All these dead people voting. It's like,
no.
And every time something's exposed, it's a Trump voter, right, trying to vote for his dead mother or wife or whatever. So we had Brian Caramon, he was talking about how useless Carolyn Leavitt is. And, of course, on cue, Trump reportedly is thrilled with his new press secretary because, of course, this 27-year-old fembot, they said she's checking all the right boxes for Trump, fiercely combative with the press, adept at pushing his narrative, dismissive of traditional media norms. Trump declared a star is born. And someone said she speaks Donald Trump fluently. Well, you know, by the way, Brian raised a good point about solidarity, that when she refuses to answer a question, the next reporter should ask it. You know, they should have solidarity with each other.
Well, yeah. I mean, and Brian, that's why he became a hero in that press office. Many of us looked up to him is because he wouldn't stop until they answered his questions.
Yeah.
Another one who on CNN would do stuff like that. And the New York Times, John Harwood, of course, ended up getting fired for that reason. You know, and we know about Acosta more recently.
Yeah.
But I don't care. They get fired. Do your job. These are heroes. These are people who know what their job is, which is there's a free press in the First Amendment for a reason. It's not to write them exactly what the idiot liar tells you.
Yeah.
It's to question it. And you're right. If they don't answer your question, next in line asks the question. But that's your job. Like, we need to know these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, this story, after we just talked to Brian, this just infuriated me. CNN's chief White House correspondent, Caitlin Collins, was drowned out by laughter from her colleagues in the Oval Office after her line of questioning about Russia's war in Ukraine. Trump's statement that Putin was indeed interested in peace prompted Caitlin Collins to say, "Do you trust President Putin?" Seemingly put off by Collins' question, Trump cut off the CNN news anchor, called her a friend of former President Biden, who he blamed for the war. He then insulted CNN's credibility. You don't laugh with this fascist. You defend your colleague who asked a perfectly legitimate question. This just infuriated me. He said this should never have been allowed to happen. Of course he blames Biden. He said, I know. And then he said to Collins, "I know he's a friend of yours," meaning Biden. And then he said, Collins tried to interject, ignoring his slight, but was cut off by Trump, who quipped about Biden. "He's a friend of CNN. That's why no one watches CNN anymore, because they have no credibility." His remarks were left with laughter, leaving Collins' questions unanswered. That tells you everything you need to know about what's wrong with our mainstream media.
They honestly, again, you know, it's like in movies where you see, like, you know, one of these juries was corrupt. like in the South, and wouldn't convict, and so they would just replace the whole jury with another jury.
Yeah.
It literally should just kick virtually all of them out and bring in reporters from around the country, like that great one in who lambasted what's her name, Boebert in Colorado when he was
that
doing the debate
yeah.
there, and a few of the others around the country who've shown, because these guys, they're like, you know, they're in Versailles. They're sitting there sipping their champagne. Oh, it's all so fun. We don't have to worry about the people out there. It's funny when he does that. You know what? Caitlin Collins got her start, if I am correct. I know it's a right-wing rag. She got her start, but I think it was at the Daily Caller, which was founded by Tucker Carlson.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the fact that he even can say that, you know, that with a straight face, you're friends with Biden or whatever. No, privately, she's conservative. She actually admirably was doing her job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In that they won't support her. Every one of them should be kicked out on their rears.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should bring in new people who actually take the job serious.
I sometimes forget. I have the channel from the day before from Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. I literally turned it on this morning, and it was Mika Brzezinski reading from a thing about people capitulating to Donald Trump. And I'm like, no, your credibility is gone. You know, I mean, in terms of bending the knee or capitulating in advance, I mean,
I've enjoyed your channel. I do watch PVN. There you go. Those are yours. And because you guys, like me, we've all been stayed on for at least a month, 6 weeks. Again, time is nothing during Trump years. But on the Joe Scarborough story, and I will until they're out of there. Because they are a clown show and a joke, and neither of them were ever really angry at Trump. Joe just got his ego hurt because Trump criticized him the way, you know, he does everybody. And I don't believe they ever were honest about anything except for they were mad at Trump, and now they went and made up with him. And just go away. You're not reporters, and you're not honest brokers. You're liars. That's what you are. And go just, I mean, Fox or
I love that
OAN.
John Oliver
some
called, John Oliver called Joe Scoldilocks. Like, I'm not surprised they've lost more than half their audience. It's like, you stop scolding Democrats, you know?
Well, it does make you wonder. Wait, the other day I did a video on him because he praised Elon Musk. And he praised Musk just for standing in front of reporters and taking, like, two questions.
As Lawrence O'Donnell said, that's not transparency, Cliff. Answering questions and lying is not transparency.
The guy who broke into the Treasury wants to break into Fort Knox and is doing God knows what else illegally, allegedly, it stands up, you know, basically answers two questions and answers them by lying. And now Joe's going to sit there and clap like a seal and claim that he's, you know, somehow that he's being honest and transparent. No, no, and no.
And I'm sorry.
The most honest thing he said is, sometimes I'll get it wrong, or whatever that statement was in the White House, by which he meant I'll almost always get it wrong.
Yeah. And can I say, as a woman, like Jody and I talked about this, that just Mika Brzezinski, to do a Know Your Value as a Woman segment, when he called you dumb how many times, that you're bleeding from a bad facelift, that your husband's a murderer, and you go down and kiss the ring, and that's a woman knowing her value. I mean, it's just,
go
ahead.
I never understood that. It never seemed credible coming from her. All I'm going to say, and I'm not going to continue from there, is I get really, even from Joe sitting next to her, get creepy vibes of when she sort of looks down, when he looks over her and wants her to shut up, essentially, and he wants to take over the conversation. Everything about that whole situation has always felt bad and creepy to me.
I just think they have so much talent there, Cliff. Like I was saying, Michael Steele, if you need a Republican, like that Weekend Show, I think, is terrific. They have, you know, Katie Fang, Ali Velshi, you know, on and on. I mean, Joy Reid had a great morning show, as I keep saying. Like, they have so much talent that they could move around, you know. Anyway.
I think they're trying to trash it on purpose so they can sell it, because Comcast does want to spin it off. Maybe it's like, let's put on Joe Scarborough every hour. So that the place gets, so everybody leaves who has a big contract there. You know what I mean? Like, other people refuse to be there. They'll be like, it's the new Maddow and Scarborough show. And, you know, Rachel will be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, whatever she's making in millions ain't worth that. And
I know. I remember before when she was just a pundit there. I remember how he used to treat her. He was so condescending and mansplainy. He would be like, oh, Rachel, you don't know. You've never run for Congress.
What do you know? Right. But he does that. That's what I mean. Like, that's what I've talked about with how he talks to Mika. He has a huge misogyny problem. The way he talks to women and the way he looks at women, the way it's all, I've always found.
Well, what they did to Hillary. I mean, they, you know.
There's another example. I've always found it to be repulsive. And I've never, again, I was never a fan. So I always thought he was full of it, and it just is that much worse ever since, you know, they went and took the trip down there. So all I can believe at this point, it's like a Brewster's Millions thing.
Yeah.
Like they're just trying.
I confess, I've had them on the show. I don't dislike them personally. I thought they were in the foxhole with me.
I don't know them personally. I'm speaking completely from, you know, and maybe they're very nice people personally. I'm speaking from the persona I see on TV is one of arrogance, is one of bullying, is one of not accepting anybody, not apologizing for mistakes you made, not taking accountability. So maybe they're the nicest people. I just don't know them, but they're not made for a liberal news channel.
Yeah, exactly.
And they should not be there, and they're not trustworthy in the slightest.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Democratic Party. I don't know this new DNC chair. Do you know Ken Martin? So he's kicking off a multi-state tour. In an effort to get the organization out of D.C., he's going to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Illinois, Texas, and Missouri. He said it's time for the DNC to get out of D.C. That means getting out of our comfort zone, having tough but honest conversations with voters, showing we're willing to fight for people. Democrats will win by organizing everywhere, competing across the ballot in every community, uniting working families with all backgrounds. He said Trump and Musk have a plan to give trillions to billionaires by cutting things like health care for kids, seniors, rural communities. We can't let that happen. It's time for Democrats to show up in all 3,244 counties, red, blue, purple, to make our case. I mean, I was always a big fan of Howard Dean and the 50-state strategy. So, I feel like he's saying the right things, but do you have thoughts? Because
My thoughts are, I hope he's a really good fundraiser. I hope they've got really good fundraisers because, again, what has to happen, the only thing that's going to be what they have with Fox, with their huge lying propagandistic megaphone and corporate media often repeating it, the only way we're going to defeat that is A, create one of our own, and even as we're building stuff of our own, that takes a while. B, people trust people they have interactions with face-to-face, you know, locally. So what we should be doing is in some of these communities where Democrat is a dirty word because Republicans have lied, you know, cheated and stolen, done everything they can to make it evil, we need to have people on the ground who are Democrats talking about economic issues, talking about bringing, you know, rural internet to rural areas, talking about making sure that food and health programs are there in ways that people – local folks who can relate to the people who are there.
Well, you know, Cliff, I found myself thinking, man, if we can't win after this, even just the first 3 weeks, like, do we even need to do anything? But the question will still be disinformation. And I do like that he said something about that. He said, so we're going to be aggressive about litigating the case against Trump. We're going to be aggressive about standing up a war room to get back against the misinformation and disinformation campaigns that we've already seen in the last 2 weeks. That's going to be the continuing problem. Is, you know, they're telling them they're finding all this waste and fraud and everything's going great, you know.
You have a huge radio show, right? I've got a big YouTube channel, and I'm going to probably have a huge Substack if this all goes the way we expect it to go. Again, I don't want this to sound self-serving. Pick 50 other people then, because there are that many or more who are being successful out there. If you want to fight disinformation, help to increase the power of voices around the country that are fighting it, and also particularly local voices in places.
Thank you for mentioning.
Ohio.
I'm still big. It's the radio that got small.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're huge, obviously.
But in a
ratings way.
No, we're the ones we're waiting for. You're right. Absolutely. Support Chef Cliff. Chef Cliff.
Chef Cliff. He's now.
Isn't that right, so Stella?
Hey, Stella.
Yeah, you know, take the C out of my last name, and you'll get more of an idea what people called me in my case.
Oh, I bet.
But that's how you start.
It was okay.
You support.
I effectively enjoyed it. It was all good.
Yeah, you support all, you know, Cliff Schechter and all the people we talk about, Bob Seska and Jody Hamilton and Fugelsang, Sparks and Frangela and on and on. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Air. That's how you support, too. You support our sponsors and say yes, thank you. And guess what you get in return? Luxury, softness. Oh, my God, the bamboo sheet set redefined what it means to relax. Incredibly soft, smooth, and breathable. Ooh, it's like sleeping on a cloud. Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set. I love it, love it, love it. I wear them every night. I have multiple colors. I have the short sleeve, long sleeve, short shorts, long pants.
I don't know why I'm talking. You wear short shorts.
In the summer wear. Okay, Cozy Earth men's collection. pajamas, joggers, more. I mean, there's something everybody will love. I have the sheets. I have the comforter. I have the duvet cover. It is fantastic. You get a 10-year warranty, a 100-night sleep trial. And right now you get 40% off at CozyEarth.com with my code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Don't forget, when you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
We have to keep it rocking so no one comes a knocking.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're
hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob.
Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey everybody, Dane County Humane Society reminds you, hey, bang on the hood of your vehicle before starting your engine this winter. It's that simple. You can save a cat's life. With frigid temperatures and little shelter, some cats are going to try to find a way to keep safe and warm, including, guess where, under car hoods and in the wheel well of your vehicle. So before climbing into your vehicle and starting the engine, bang on the hood and give cats an opportunity to flee. To learn more, visit giveshelter.org.
Stephanie Miller. Just like fire, turning up the
fire. It is the Stephanie Miller Show with Jody Hamilton and Cliff Schechter. Yep. And Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Here she is.
In our administration, we have a tremendous amount of billionaires who are successful businessmen. Mm. And I could name them all, but we know who they are. Now, Elon's become a target for one very simple reason. Because he is cutting the funding to these politicians who have put their bureaucratic, personal financial gain and interest above the American people.
Mm. Oh, so it's like there's good witches and bad witches, good billionaires and bad billionaires. Oh, are you good witch or bad witch?
Taking that statement apart. Couldn't name for you the other one.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what you had for breakfast.
They just, their lack of self-awareness, Cliff, is, so Musk appeared to have thoughts on how Hitler gained power in Germany. He said one of the first things Hitler did upon gaining power was apply aggressive censorship. Later, he wrote, 60 Minutes are the biggest liars in the world. They've engaged in deliberate deception to interfere with the latest election. They deserve a long prison sentence. I mean, right?
So, as you said, again, I was saying to somebody earlier, you know, that's when you know somebody has really reached the full sort of tyrant fascist level and no sort of hyperbole. He's like Donald Trump. What he says at any given moment does not matter if it comports with anything else. It's what he feels like saying at the moment. So he's going to say it and he's going to threaten you with it. And he's better than all of us. As he sees it, we're his lessons, so he gets to say whatever he wants.
And J.D. Vance, from your home state, who you talked about earlier, you know, said we don't jail people for dissenting views, but Musk just called for imprisoning CBS executives. I mean, he's over there lecturing Europe on free speech when, you know, and then how about the impeaching any judge that rules against Trump? And this quote, he doubled down on this Napoleon quote. He who saves his country does not violate any law. He again shared that ominous quote in an apparent defense of his refusal to acknowledge court rulings that would otherwise halt his executive orders. I mean, I feel like they can't be signaling any more clearly. They are going to defy court orders.
Can we send him to Elba Island, Trump? Is it big enough to fit his rather large corpus?
See what you did there.
When it comes to J.D. Vance, all I have to say is, like, him lecturing Europe on democracy would be like them lecturing him on cheese grits. Okay? No, it's not the way this works. You can speak about your hillbilly elegy, and they understand democracy far better than you do. They're far stronger democracies than we are. They were, sadly, before you came in, and now they are much stronger than we are.
And the corruption's all in the open now. I mean, Elon Musk is, what does he make? $8 million. How many contracts has he already gotten? Just, you know, SpaceX and Tesla. And he makes $8 million a day in taxpayer money while he's saying your grandma's, you know, $68 is too much. It's got to be cut. Trump held an Oval Office meeting just weeks into his second term with Saudi Arabia. The topic of conversation was helping a Saudi business partner. He sought to overcome challenges to the merger between the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. So Trump not simply using the power of his office to forge an agreement, pushing a merger that relates to his own family's financial interests. He's not even bothering anymore to go, I'm not going to do any business, right?
Right. Again, it's all about they lie to you. They purposely to your faces let you know that they're better than you. You're powerless. They can say whatever they want. I mean, these are people that spent months on Hunter Biden's wang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that maybe had something to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Probably like, I'm not really interested, but you think you could put the wang back up on the screen?
And now, now they're having peace talks on Ukraine without Ukraine in Saudi Arabia.
The rule about that is you don't get to have peace talks about another country and without them there. And, of course, numerous other of the main members of NATO said, no, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Europe will be there, and NATO will be there, Europe will be there, Ukraine will be there, or there's no peace talks. We don't get to do that.
Follow Cliff Schechter on all the socials, his YouTube.
Yes.
Do it. We love you, Cliff Schechter.
I love you, too. Thank you for having me on.
Always.
Wonderful, wonderful people.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman, Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Transform your outdoor space with David J. Frank, Wisconsin's award-winning landscape management company for 65 years. You've seen their beautiful work at Hilldale Shopping Center. From expert lawn care to seasonal flower beds, precise trimming and sustainable solutions, David J. Frank makes your vision a reality. And right now is the best time to prune or remove trees. Request your free quote today at davidjfrank.com and get on their list for spring cleanups. David J. Frank, 65 years of excellence in every blade of grass.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In Saudi Arabia, U.S. and Russian delegations are wrapping up talks about ending the war in Ukraine. Not at the table and not included in the talks, anyone from Ukraine. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz says all parties will be included, including European nations.
The facts will continue to push back on this notion that our allies haven't been consulted. They are being consulted literally almost on a daily basis, and will continue to do so.
A top Hamas leader says a group will release six living Israeli hostages and the bodies of four others this week. The six are the last living hostages to be freed under the ceasefire's first phase. Harsh cold is descending on the upper plains and northern Rockies on the heels of weekend storms that pummeled the southeast with flooding that killed more than a dozen people in Kentucky. In Toronto, they're getting ready to brief reporters on the plane that landed upside down last night. Everyone on board survived. This is ABC News.